For our confession of sin today, I will be reading from Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 27. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. It is worth noting these are unusual times, and many other passages can be applied to encourage those with any illness, underlying health issues, or responsibilities in caring for the sick and elderly to stay home during these times. Mark laid out these issues quite well in an email yesterday, and we ought to follow these guidelines. We would also do well to examine our own hearts and ensure that we take seriously not only the physical but also the spiritual health of our brothers and sisters as laid out in this text. It may take creativity and extra efforts, but it is our responsibility to God and to our church family. Let's pray. Father, we come to you and ask that you would be at work among us. Apply your word to us through exhortation, both corporately and individually. We ask that you would aid us to root out sin from our lives, that we might be found faithful in the day of judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.